Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
It is great to have this opportunity to present another message from the Bible for you today. We are confident that God speaks through His inspired Word to help us live an abundant life. Everyone can live with a hope that does not depend upon our present day circumstances. Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full. We want to share the blessings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with you.
I feel the touch
of hands so kind and tender,
kind and tender, leading me
in paths that I must trod.
Sheltered in the arms of God, soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod.
I'll fall asleep
safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me,
sheltered in the arms of God. Oh yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
The Apostle Paul quotes from the words of the prophet Isaiah when he wrote his inspired letter to the congregation of Christians living in the city of Rome. God's prophet, who called Israel to return to God and follow Him, said, "The one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame." Today my message is going to come once again from the 10th chapter of Romans. Paul's letter contains so much for every believer to hold on to in living for Christ. It declares a salvation that is available for every person for all times. It is completely based upon placing one's trust in Jesus Christ. Let me again read the words God inspired the apostle to write so long ago, words that have been preserved for us today by God's providence. Reading from Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own. They did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses describes in this way the righteousness that is by the law. The man who does these things will live by them, but the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, or who will descend into the deep. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with the mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I would focus our message upon Paul's emphasis upon our placing trust in the Lord. The letter is addressing the mistake some of the Jews were making. Those who were not placing a trust in Jesus and salvation that he offers through his sacrifice. Some were still holding to the law that God had given them through Moses. They had rejected the truth that Jesus was God's Son, sent as the Messiah to be the one to bring salvation. Because of this choice in their hearts, they had a zeal, as the apostle wrote, but it was not based on the true knowledge of God's divine will. Jesus said to his chosen disciples, not long before he gave himself to die upon that old rugged cross, that they should not let their hearts be troubled. He said, you trust in God, trust also in me. He went on to describe how he was going to go and prepare a place in heaven where they would one day live forever. But he began that comforting assurance of everlasting life by calling them to trust him. We must place our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Jesus made this statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. There is no other path into the eternal life than the one that Jesus has made for us through his life, death, and resurrection. Jesus said that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. The gospel call is a calling to lay down any hope of being saved by our own merit. Doing the will of God begins with an acceptance of our sinfulness and the need to be forgiven. The Word of God says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Again it says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Jesus makes this grand invite in his revelation letter. Opening our hearts to Jesus is to place our trust in the salvation that he offers. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We close with a word of encouragement to our listeners. Jesus loves you, and he has shown his love by coming to earth to be our Savior. He has already paid the debt of sin. God seeks to bring salvation to all who will receive it. And we pray you are and will receive the salvation that is found in trusting Jesus.
His name is wonderful, his name is wonderful, his name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is a mighty King, Master of everything, his name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
Jesus, my Lord.
He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He.
Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. His name is wonderful, His name is wonderful, His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.